You're listening to an excerpt from the Ryan White Town Hall meeting, which took place on November 8, 2007 at the United States Conference on AIDS in Palm Springs, California. In this section, HIV advocates who helped host the Ryan White Town Hall meeting discuss how you can get involved. We'll hear first from Christine Campbell, HousingWorks Director of National Advocacy.
What you can do is, one, stay connected with this process and join with us. We have your contact information. Our goal here is to take this information and feed it back to you and say back to us, no, get it right. This is what I really want you to say. The other thing is that both NAPWA and Campaign to End AIDS are organizing in all of the states, so get connected with some of the folks who are doing this. You cannot do this alone. Absolutely cannot do this alone. So we provide support for people to be able to do that. Get educated. One of the reasons we have gave you the information that you have is that this is the basic stuff about what's going on in our communities. And believe it or not, you can actually start learning the policy speak. It can happen. You're going to start talking in acronyms. But being able to be educated about what's going on. The other thing we have given you is a survey. Fill out the survey and get that feedback to us so we'll be able to collect concrete data as to what people are saying. This many people are actually, of the people surveyed, are actually accessing services through Medicaid. This many people have no transportation to get to their services. This many people have child care issues, and it does need to be part of the core services. This many people have nutrition issues, and it does need to be part of the core services, as well as the narratives that say, this is what we want the legislation to look like. These are our non-negotiables. And putting it that clearly, we cannot accept less. But also, use this network available to you. All of us are available to each other. Larry, Mike, Carl, who just left, but I know he's available, Bill McCall, Nancy Bernstein, all of us are resources to you. One of the things we want to emphasize that it's not about those of us who hang out on the Hill. It's about the people who are receiving services. Granted, some of it is our you who are hanging out on the Hill, and we love that, but sometimes we get it twisted that it's about Mike's advocacy that makes a difference. No, it's about you who are living with it day to day, trying to access services and making sure that those voices get heard and represented wherever we go and are reflected in the legislation.
Next up is Larry Bryant, National Field Organizer at the Campaign to End AIDS.
And the networks, the communities, the waiting rooms, when you go back home, this conversation should continue. That survey is available online. People you know that have the same issues, the same questions, or different questions, make sure that they have access to that survey and make sure they get access to us. You know, this is just a link in the chain of conversations leading up to, you know, when we really need to be making our voices, but we can't wait until the last available minute before someone is signing, you know, an act that we, you know, feel like we've been force-fed. We have the opportunity to make our voices heard now.
Now we'll hear from Christine Campbell again.
And if you want to do one of these in your community, just let me know, and there are toolkits available, and we're willing to come to you and help you facilitate to make this happen. Yes.
And finally, we'll hear from Michael Kink, Legislative Counsel for HousingWorks.
I was just going to say that the next 24 to 36 months are going to be the most intense period of concentration on health care needs for the American people in 40, 50 years. It's just going to be like in 64, 65 when they were creating Medicaid and Medicare. And if this community, our people, all of you guys are mobilized, if you can speak and bring those 70 people to reporters, to senators, to members of Congress, if our networks can work and communicate with one another, we can influence this process and we can make progress. We can achieve those goals that are up there. If everybody goes home and says, this is terrible and everything is bad and it's too complex for me, they're going to do stuff without us. They are not going to care about people with HIV and AIDS unless people with HIV and AIDS step up. They are not going to care about little providers in tough communities that don't have enough unless those providers step up. The big drug companies and the big HMOs will get everything they need. They have lavishly paid people that will go and get them what they need. But our community will only get what we need if we get in there and work and fight together. And that's why this is so important. This is the very beginning of the most important 2 or 3 years that there's ever been for AIMS.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from the Ryan White Town Hall meeting, which took place at USCA 2007. For more information about hosting your own meeting, contact Christine Campbell of the Campaign to End AIDS at 202-408-0305 or Campbell at housingworks.org. That's C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L at housingworks.org. You can also fill out the survey sponsored by the Campaign to End AIDS and the National Association of People with AIDS. The survey is linked from this podcast's main page.